great to hear Dan Zirp. Dan, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing good, Gary.
I was a little concerned there. That's okay. I was hoping nothing serious had happened to you.
Nothing serious had happened. We stopped just before Chelsea so I could make a call, and neither of my cell phone carriers could catch a signal right at that spot. So,
well, those things happen.
Yeah. Late. I wanted to call in and let you know that I was doing okay at least, so you weren't worried. And Paul said he wanted to put me on the line, so
okay.
Here I am.
All right. Well, I really appreciate the call. So, how is the day going so far?
Well, today we have. I think I heard one of the Air Force cycling team guys tell one of their teammates that 75% less climb than what we had yesterday per mile. So it's really a much easier ride by comparison, which makes it a little bit more enjoyable. It's less work. Of course, if you're one that likes that work, then maybe you like the hills. That's great. I'm kind of one for a little bit of hills sometime because I like to coast down them, but I don't mind the easier riding either.
So how are things in Tama?
Tama's really nice, super hospitable. The bulk of Ragbri really spread out all across both Tama and Toledo. You know, neither one of them is that big of a community by themselves, so it took both of them to host. And really everything focused along Old Highway 30. You know, they have their bypass now around the south side of the community with the four lane. And so the original Highway 30 through town, a lot of that they closed, and they had the festivities right along the old Highway 30 there.
All right, very good. Now, of course, you're making your way to Muscatine. What do you expect to happen there this evening?
Well, we're actually Coralville today. Muscatine's
our
lunch
goodness.
Stop for
okay.
Tomorrow.
All right. I'm all mixed up.
Yeah, we made it through Chelsea, and I'm in Belle Plaine now. While we were in Chelsea, we stopped at the community church there, and they had the Czech family group there had tons and tons of pies and kolaches and biscuits and gravy, so I overate my breakfast right after I missed getting a call in to you. Got Marengo and then Amana, which Amana always has lots of pies and treats. You know, of course, they're famous for their cooking and baking there. And then we'll be through Oxford and on to Coralville. So Coralville is our overnight stop for this evening.
Okay, and then you'll be get an opportunity to bike around Kinnick or in Kinnick, or how's that going to work?
Well, I don't know yet. That's, like I said, there's a rumor. There's nothing official that I've seen posted or released by Ragbri regarding a route through Kinnick, but there's a lot of people that have talked about it. And there was also talk that yesterday when we went near Newton, there's a lot of people hoping they would have sent us around the Newton Speedway around the racetrack once too, and that would have been kind of a neat thing to do, but we did not do that either.
That would have been fun, especially because it's banked, isn't it?
Yeah, hopefully Ragbri's listening, so next year they can put us out there. We can get going real fast with those bank curves.
Yeah, there you go. So now, you mentioned all the eating that you're doing on this, and you would think people would lose weight when they're doing all this biking, but I understand sometimes people put on a couple of pounds when they're on Ragbri.
I historically, in my previous three, have put on between 5 and 10 pounds. I feel like I'm eating less this time because of the heat. You just don't feel as hungry. You kind of got to force yourself to eat because you know you need the calories and the energy for a day like yesterday with all those hills to climb. And, you know, as much as it was hot out, we were fortunate to have cloud cover and not be in the direct sun. But it was humid and it was hot. We burned a lot of energy. So eating is absolutely important, and trying to eat healthy and stuff that's going to give you good energy is important too.
Well, I certainly appreciate you calling in and, of course, listening to you all week long. You do such a good job with these reports, Dan. And, of course, you got one more scheduled for tomorrow. You'll be visiting with Paul. Of course, you'll be rolling into Davenport the same time BIC 7 is going on. That's going to be crazy tomorrow.
I think so. We're sending our support driver home, and then we're having a separate vehicle come to pick us up. And I think we're going to meet our driver for a ride somewhere in the neighborhood of Brenny's, kind of by Alcoa there in Bettendorf. We can ride over to that area using trails, stay off the roads, and also keep our driver from having to get into the really thickest congestion of the BICs and the Ragbri commotion.
All right. Again, thank you so much for calling in. I'm glad to hear that everything's all right. Enjoy the rest of the ride, and I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say tomorrow when you visit with Paul. Thanks again, Dan.
Yeah, thanks, Gary, for giving me this opportunity. It's a lot of fun to do. I enjoy being able to talk to everybody back home. Thank you.
All right. Dan Zirp again on RagBri. He will be calling in tomorrow morning at 7:50 as the Register's annual Great Bike Ride Across Iowa will wrap up tomorrow in Davenport.